Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
But it's very dangerous to pick somebody outside of a politician, because a politician's been basically vetted for years.
Right.
You pick a business guy, and they've never been vetted at all, and they're, you know, the head of a big company or something, but they've never been vetted. You know nothing about his personal life. You know nothing about
right.
where he's been. When you put him in, it's a little bit dangerous, because
right.
all of a sudden they get checked up, and you hear things that you're saying, wow, this is not going to work out too well. So it's very dangerous picking... Picking people that are outside of politics is somewhat dangerous.
So you're kind of stuck in a position where you have to pick established people. And then the problem with established people are already indoctrinated into the system.
And they're stiffs in many cases.
Stiffs.
They're survivors. I find that, you know...
What do you mean by stiffs? When you say stiffs?
A stiff, they don't have nothing. They have nothing.
So... coming up at 8, I am going to, and I know I don't normally telegraph that far in advance, but just for those of you who are thinking of, balance, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris's lip speech, the least covered major address of anybody ever in history, I think. But, you know, I got around to listening to the 3-hour Joe Rogan experience with Donald Trump, and I figure I got to play those clips before today. You know, tomorrow's moot. Probably. Anyway, and so we're going to talk about that this segment. But like I said, coming up in a couple hours, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris and her big speech last week, which, by the way, though I have things to say in criticism of it, I actually thought it was a pretty good speech, as political speeches go. So, take that for what you will. But yeah, this 3 hours of Joe Rogan and Donald Trump, man, and I it was only because it fell into kind of a gap time for me. There hasn't been a lot of government meetings, as all the politicians are busy doing politicianing. And so, you know, there haven't been a lot of, you know, like Board of County Commission, City Council, those kind of meetings. It's been a weird kind of lull in the action for me anyway. So I had time, so to speak, while I'm doing cooking or driving around to listen to it. If you haven't heard of The Weave, when he was talking about Kamala Harris getting edited on 60 Minutes, he said this. And I thought this was kind of just, you know, you may know this, but if you don't.
I'll give an answer and they'll take a couple of words and change them around. Or they might even take a sentence or two off, which is very bad. But that's it's sort of bad. You know, I'd give an answer, which was a very good answer. I always talk about, you know, I like to give long The Weave. You know, I like to hear
yeah, that. You like to weave things
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but when you do the weaves, and you have to be very smart to do weaves. When you do the weave, look at this, just in this one thing, we're talking about little pieces all over here, but it always ends up. It comes back home for the right people. For the wrong people, it doesn't come back home, and they end up in the wilderness, right? but they can take my answer, and you know what? They may take a little piece of it out or something.
And there was kind of a funny joke Joe made later on in the podcast. He's like, "You're weaving deep now. Come on back." You know, it's but that is his style, right? The rambling, meandering story. Is it deliberate? Is it semi-deliberate? Is it stream of consciousness? Sure. I mean, sure. For me, you know, as a guy who taught logic, I hate it. It drives me crazy. But yeah, that is definitely his speaking style. It's interesting that he calls it that as well. On tariffs?
To me, the most beautiful word, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, in the dictionary today, and any is the word tariff. It's more beautiful than love. It's more beautiful than anything. It's the most beautiful word. This country can become rich with the proper use of tariffs.
Just float out the idea of getting rid of income taxes and replacing it with tariffs?
Well, okay.
Were you serious about that?
Yeah, sure. But why not?
Yeah, sure. it's an interesting idea. I'll give them that. It's an interesting idea. The most beautiful word. The reason I wanted to share some of this with you, frankly, is because it was such a different slice of Trump than you get from the rallies and the clips and the outrageous moments that... you know, I found it interesting. And you know me, I'm really just, he drives me crazy. I'm a super reluctant Trump supporter. This is the best we got. Apparently these two are. So here we go. Okay. On polls, of course, he's talked about, and this one, I also am suspicious of this. I will not be surprised if one or the other of these candidates wins by a lot. And we know tonight. You say, nobody's saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying it will happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't feel like anybody knows it's going to happen. But if it turns out that polling, this disgusting practice of polling that should be illegal, ask me later why I say so, but that polling should be illegal because, well, it's free speech, yes, you probably can't stop it, but it's so biased in terms of how it affects elections. And we don't talk about issues, we just talk about polls. I mean, how many newscasts talk about polls? Anyway, but they're so unreliable. And it's the illusion of information. And it could well be. I mean, Trump could win by 10 points. And what you'd say is, because everybody has cell phones and who answers polls? You know, what's the methodology here? Terrible.
I'm a very common sense person. I think that they probably don't always poll. Some of them probably never poll. What's the difference between 49 to 51 and 47 and a half?
Well, it's also a tiny percentage of the population. I don't think it's representative of the overall population. I just don't think
it is. I don't
know
of one person in my whole life that ever got called by a pollster.
Exactly. That's my point. So here's my question.
But I shouldn't say that because I'm doing really well in the polls.
But
now.
I think that's...
So this week I happen to believe in a verse. I only believe if they're good. No. I like them this month. But no, I honestly believe that there's probably a lot of fraud.
Oh, as a logician, it drives me crazy. His epistemology is your framework for knowledge or how you know what you know. His epistemology is, if it tells me what I want to believe, then it's good. Oh, it's just so awful. But polls, yeah, very, very unreliable, or at least they can be. So why do we all care about it? It's the illusion of information. It's the the bias towards things that are measurable. Polls are a measurement of something that is hard to measure. Anyway, we'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but still seeing some slowdown at Highway 29 and 9 Mile intersection. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got an import, a BMW, a Lexus, a Mercedes, a Range Rover, you know, some kind of a car that you paid extra to get, you do not have to pay extra to service it. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics too. Okay, they're not only imports, but they work on your Ford, your Chevy, your Dodge. They work on diesel engines, gas engines. They work on any car you bring in. And one of the kind of main philosophies they go with is preventative maintenance. Like, they want to see you for the little thing. You know, don't bring it to them broken. I mean, if it's broken, bring it to them, okay? But bring it to them when it's not broken yet, when it's just got a cough, not the flu, right? You know, think of it that way. So they can prevent the problem. That's the reason they call it preventative maintenance. If you take good care of your car, it shouldn't come up with these big surprises on you. Also, if you've got a fleet, you know, instead of just a single car, if you've got a fleet that you oversee, they do fleets for people who have 5 or 10 or 20 cars for their business. GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. They work with those. So one car or many cars, domestic or import, they work with all that stuff. Two locations, the classic location on Davis Highway, the newest location on US 29 across from the Walmart. Bobby Likas Auto Service. Check him out online at carclinicservice.com. Back to Trump on Rogan. I will tell you, I thought this was probably the most surprising moment of the whole 3 hours. And not because they were talking about vaccines and vaccine skepticism. I'm going to play it and then I'll tell you why it was so surprising to me.
But like the polio vaccine, people had polio. It was like a disaster. And they came up, Dr. Salk, and he came up with a vaccine, and there's no polio. Now, very interesting, there hasn't been polio, but now in the Gaza Strip, can you believe that? Have you heard that? There's been a big strain of polio coming out in the Gaza Strip.
Is it vaccine-derived polio? Because, you know, there's a strain of polio that comes directly from the vaccine, because unfortunately sometimes when you vaccinate people for polio, you actually give them polio.
See, I haven't heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard Donald Trump say...
Unfortunately, sometimes we vaccinate people for...
He doesn't say it. He doesn't say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, or I don't know, that I'd ever heard. And that's why, for me, that was... He's capable. Like, that was surprising to me. I don't think I've ever heard him say that. They also talked about health, and after you fall off your chair, you're going to enjoy this.
Pretty big thing.
How are you so healthy? Is it golf?
No, it's genetics, I believe. You know, I'm a big
genetics
believer.
Is a big factor.
I really am. I mean, my father was...
Unfortunately, it is a big factor for health. Some people are just way more robust. But you do play golf a lot, and that is exercise.
Both of my parents. For me, it's good.
Fresh air.
It really is. It's
exercise.
Fresh air. You're outside. Even mentally, you're focused on that three-footer, and for a couple of hours, you're not. And I go quick. I play fast, real fast, and I'm in, I'm out. But, you know, it gives me, I was never one that could, like, run on a treadmill. And I can do it. You know, when passing a physical, they ask me to run on a treadmill, and then they make it steeper and steeper and steeper. And the doctor said, it was at Walter Reed, they said, it's unbelievable. I could have gone, I'm telling you, I felt I could have gone all day. But I said, Doc, I can do this all day long. I have no problem. But it's boring to me. Do you understand?
Right.
It's just boring.
Golf's exciting.
But I did it for so long. They couldn't believe it that I did it. And I never, I don't do it. I don't really, I have friends that run on this stuff all day long. But I had no problem doing it. But it's really boring. So with golf or something, or tennis or whatever.
Right.
But golf, as you get older, there's something really good about it. And you have competition with your friends.
Competition, concentration, focus.
And it's a great handicap sport.
I finally found the thing I have the most in common with Donald Trump. I hate exercise. There's balls or points involved. And as soon as there's balls and points involved, I can do it for hours and hours and hours. So I finally found our common ground. But another kind of, I thought, weird, candid moment that I'd never really heard from him.
Didn't you play right after you got shot?
No. What I did is I played with Bryson DeChambeau. Do you know Bryson?
Yes.
The pro.
Uh-huh.
He's a great player. And we played, it was a certain thing that we played, I guess called breaking 50 or something. 50, we play from a certain tee, and if you can break 50. And it got tremendous ratings, sort of like a crazy thing. It got he's a great guy.
But wasn't
he's a
that
great
like a couple of days after you got shot?
I don't know. I know I
have. That was
twice.
One of the funniest things.
I
you were on the golf course.
I think I did, yeah, maybe I did.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, just, who's this? Who is this? Who says he knows everything? All right. Two last ones from the long 3-hour interview with Joe Rogan. This one, asking him about JFK and what really happened and has he looked.
What? How Nobody, much of it did you read into?
I think it's going to be just fine to open it. Let me put it that way. I think it's fine. It's going to be time. It's a cleansing, it's really a cleansing. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it immediately, almost immediately upon entering office.
Well, the thing, when people look at it from the outside and you sort of imagine what could be a reason why they would not release those files, it would be there's people that were implicated
in the
assassination.
Yeah. Well, when there are living people, you generally tend not to want to do it. When people are still living.
Living people that formerly worked for the government.
For the government and living people that were somehow involved in it. And you tend not to do that. But it's time to open them. I can't tell you whether or not they're going to find anything of interest. And I did partially open. I think I've opened 50%. But I was asked not to do it. And I thought that was a reasonable ask. But now I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it very soon. There's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, so saying he's going to release the full information, the JFK files, and being very cagey about what he says or doesn't say, and having been asked not to tell people what was in there, which can only mean that there are stunning things in there, right? And that people who are, at least at the time, were alive, who were involved in the JFK stuff. And then the last one, I just wanted, again, asking about UFOs, because that's also something the president has unique access to.
One of the things that
there's a lot of interest in the people coming from space,
Yes.
And I know you're interested
in that. Oh, very interested in that. How much did they tell you about that?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they tell you? How much can you tell? How's that work? Is it like super top secret?
I think I can tell,
Tell me.
Well, based on Hunter Biden, I can say whatever the hell I want, right? But no. But I interviewed a few people. It's never been my thing, I have to be honest. I have never been a believer. I have people that...
And then they go in, and he goes into his own interviews with, like, David Favor, a pilot, and some of his experiences and stuff, which isn't all that... it's interesting if you don't know, but... So there you go. That's just a different slice, okay? A different slice of Trump. And when I say, is he putting on a show when he's in his rallies? Is he pretending to be... I don't know who the real Trump is. Seriously. And I try to pay attention to these things. But this was a Trump that I could at least relate to a little bit and seemed more real to me than the, carnival barker that you get in the rallies. That was my take. Oh, by the way, so 3-hour interview, all right, and Kamala Harris what was she trying to work on, an hour, and it was going to be by phone, which means that she could have gotten notes and assistance. Just as a piece of contrast, Kamala Harris was asked for an interview by a Muslim influencer over the summer. He wanted to ask her about the Gaza war. They said no, but what we'll do is we'll give you a hot take on whether you should have to take off your shoes at the airport. And he's like, what? Well, I guess. It was going to be pre-taped. Okay, it was going to be pre-taped so that he could kind of choose whether to air it or not eventually. And so they do the interview, and when they do the interview, she doesn't even give him the hot take on that topic. Instead, she starts talking about how awesome bacon is to a Muslim. About how bacon is, you know, the universal seasoning, and bacon is so fantastic. And he tries to explain to her, that's not what I was told we were going to talk about. That doesn't even make sense. I'm a Muslim. I don't eat bacon. She starts saying bacon is a spice. And then it was so weird, the interview, and so not what he had expected, that he winds up not even airing it. In the summer, when remember when the argument was that she won't do interviews, she won't do its campaign, like she's so like unprepared and unfit for it all. So there you go. Just 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, I will talk about the Kamala Harris lip speech, which we haven't covered yet because I didn't want to force myself to listen to it. But I thought if we're going to do Rogue, I'm going to do the lip speech. So at 8:10, I will talk about that one this morning. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're coming on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love you. I really love you.
Ditto.
Use your freedom of choice. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines before we get to Fox News. David?
Well, the Department of Justice says they're going to be monitoring voting in 86 jurisdictions and 27 states today. They say they plan to monitor compliance with civil rights laws. And tributes pouring in for Quincy Jones, the true definition of a mentor, a father, and a friend. That from Will Smith describing Jones, who died at 91 this week. Jones Production Companies actually produced The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's up to voters now. Former President Trump held what he says is his last campaign rally ever in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The presidency requires strength, courage, and grit. And in a little while, you have to stand up and tell Kamala that you've had enough.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Philadelphia Election Day Eve. More than 82 million Americans voted early, more than half the expected total vote. At least 20 people, mostly women and children, are reported killed in an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza. The Israeli military says the target was a weapons storage facility. Hospital officials say a home was hit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 72 and cloudy right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. A 62-year-old cantonment man has died after a crash on I-10 early this morning. It happened just before 4 a.m. FHP says the man was driving eastbound near mile marker 39 in Santa Rosa County when he ran off the road and hit some trees. After the crash, the vehicle burst into flames. The driver died in that fire. Tropical storm Rafael formed this week in the Caribbean. It's forecast to be near hurricane strength by tonight. When it approaches the Cayman Islands, it should reach Cuba tomorrow. Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum gave us this update.
This one is forecast to become a hurricane. It's also headed toward the Gulf of Mexico, where it will be a little bit later on in the week. We'll end up seeing high seas and surf, but it's actually a little difficult to know exactly what kind of impact we'll have from the system, as it's going to be battling with a lot of other weather makers once it gets up toward the central and northern Gulf of Mexico.
And the National Hurricane Center storm track does currently have our area on the eastern side of that storm's cone, but it appears that it would move possibly to our west in Louisiana. Still too early to know what, if any, effects we could see, but many forecasters do expect that storm to weaken considerably once it enters the Gulf. Two people are safe after being pulled from a car submerged in a retention pond over the weekend. Holly Navarre firefighters responded to that crash on Sunday. At the Elevate Apartments in Navarre, two people were trapped in the vehicle prior to first responders arriving. Some bystanders had scaled a fence and attempted to rescue the people, but had not been successful. Eventually, fire crews were able to pull the driver and a young boy from the vehicle. Both were unconscious but breathing. EMS provided care at the scene. Then the patients were taken to HCA Florida Navarre. We don't currently have an update on their condition. An investigation is ongoing after an alleged politically motivated attack on Pensacola Beach. A group was at the intersection of Via de Luna and Fort Pickens Road last Friday, waving signs in support of Kamala Harris in today's election, when a passerby reportedly began yelling at them and took a sign from Holly Shelton Snowden. She tried to get her sign back and says she was hit in the eye, leaving her with a black eye and broken glasses. She says she wants to see an arrest made.
I need it for myself. They don't let us say closure as therapists anymore, but I need closure.
And so far, no arrests have been made, but the Escambia Sheriff's Office is still investigating. Last week, we learned about that tragic murder-suicide in Navarre where a husband shot and killed his wife, then shot himself.
You know, most of the homicides we have in Santa Rosa County usually have something to do with domestic violence. And I would just say this to anybody that's in a domestic violence situation. It's not going to get better until you get some help and, you know, reach out to somebody. Because if you don't break the cycle, it's going to end up hopefully not as bad as that. But it always ends up bad.
And Sheriff Johnson tells News Radio that there's many reasons people stay in these domestic violence situations. But he says there's help available from many different organizations and also from law enforcement if you reach out and say you need it. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing this morning?
Brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. No accidents to report to you still. It's looking good. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
There will be some showers as we go through the day today. 30% chance overall, high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. As you go into Wednesday, rain chances increase. 60% chance of showers, high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. For Thursday, 50% chance of rain, high near 80 degrees and a low near 71. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 72 degrees in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields are little changed as investors readied themselves for the presidential election. The 10-year Treasury yield was down by less than one basis point at 4.305%. A federal district court has temporarily paused the shutdown of a 132-year-old glass factory that employs hundreds of workers in Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Anchor Hawking internally announced in September plans to close the factory and move all services to another plant in Ohio. A new trend is quietly gaining popularity among retailers, returnless refunds, which is when a company issues a full refund but lets customers keep the unwanted items. This tactic is used to keep online shoppers happy and to reduce shipping fees, processing time, and more on returned items. Companies like Amazon, Walmart, and Target are utilizing the practice. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 257, the NASDAQ down 59. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein. Being a constitutional conservative means smaller government, local power, transparency, and complete accountability to taxpayers. It means fighting for the Constitution and the individual freedoms it protects. You get none of these with the current representative who has sponsored bills to raise taxes on disabled vets and to make it easier for politicians to sue people who criticize them. And he's voted to remove power from our local governments and schools. If you want conservative representation, vote independent. Vote Kim Klein for Florida House District 2.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA for Florida. Florida House, District 2.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing all things Thanksgiving, Atlas Beverage Class, flavors that forge the South dinner at Jackson's, Burger and Brew at Atlas, and Angelina's new fall menu debut, along with holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, Seat 2.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
So this song is a grand total of 32 seconds long by D-Light, you know, Groove is in the Heart, D-Light. And that's all it is Vote, Baby, Vote, and Are You Registered, Baby? That's pretty good. I like it. Tappy Villain is the Supervisor of Elections for Santa Rosa County, and she joins us on Election Day, the big Super Bowl for her profession. Tappy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, great.
Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you. All right, so I got lots of questions. You know me, I always have lots of questions.
I'm ready.
Let's start with this. And you always feel free to correct me if I get anything wrong. Early votes are already counted, but nobody knows the results, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Mail
we
ballots.
Had over 66,000 people that voted early.
66,000 out of how many registered in Santa Rosa?
We have 143,036.
Oh my
God!
So that's
registered.
What 40%? Is that right? About?
Yes. Yeah, so between early voting and vote by mail, where we received over 16,000 so far, we have a 58.17% turnout. In other words,
wow.
Over 83,000 people have already cast a ballot either by mail or going into an early voting site.
That's amazing. And mail ballots can still come in even after Election Day, right? What is it, a week, 10 days?
Yep. So pretty much all vote-by-mail ballots are due in our office by 7 p.m. unless the voter is overseas.
Got it.
The
okay.
voter is overseas, then they have the 10 additional days to get their ballot back to us. However, that ballot must be postmarked today. Mm-hmm. So Election Day, it must have that postmark. But yes, we will meet at the end, I think it's November 15th, and we will meet and have our final meeting and do our official results.
And that would include military ballots, right?
Yep. So, but absolutely. But if they're military, domestic, then, you know, in the state,
right.
those are all due by 7 p.m. tonight. But
it
would be any military member or civilian living overseas. They have the additional 10 days.
One of the things that is, you know, I hate this about our system in Florida, but it just is. We have these primaries that are closed because of the existence of write-in candidates or no-party affiliate candidates. And then, you know, you think the election's over because somebody wins the primary, like Rhett Rowell won his primary in District 3, or Bobby Burkett won his primary in District 1, and Colton Wright won his primary in District 5. But those people have not been elected. Bobby Burkett has been elected, right, because the write-ins dropped out. Is that right?
He has. So between the primary and us putting the ballot together before it went to the printer, he had a couple of write-ins that were still in. They both dropped out. So he will not appear on this ballot.
Oh, okay. So people won't even bubble for him. Okay, got it. All right.
They will not. They will not. But Commissioner District 3 and 5, so Rhett Rowell and Colton Wright, they both face write-ins for this general election.
And that's something that I mentioned that only because, you know, people who want them to be elected, it's just everybody in Santa Rosa County has an interest in this because everybody in Santa Rosa County gets to vote in all the county commission races. You do need to vote for them because they do need to beat the write-in candidates, which will be getting votes maybe some kind. But you might not think they're unopposed. Well, they are opposed just by nobody who's printed on the ballot. which leads me to my next question. Oh. When somebody wants to vote for a write-in candidate, how does that get counted? They bubble write-in, then they actually have to write in the name, and then what happens?
They do. They have to write in the name. We obviously, those votes are tallied at the end as well.
By canvassing board?
They have to write in the actual valid write-in, the person that qualified. Mm-hmm. You know, we see a lot of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, all kinds of creative write-ins. But those would be invalid. So it would have to be a valid write-in, somebody that qualified during that qualifying period, which was back in June.
Right. And if they do that, then is it canvassing board that eyeballs those and compares the name to the list of eligible write-in candidates?
It is. So we will have a report, and our canvassing board will meet here in Santa Rosa. We'll meet on Friday morning to send our first unofficial results to the state. And at that time, canvassing board will look at those valid write-ins. I believe there's also write-ins in the president and U.S. senator.
Gotcha. And the canvassing board in Santa Rosa County is, again, correct me if I'm wrong, you, a judge, and a county commissioner. Who judge and who county commissioner this time around?
Yep. So our judge is Tony Girard.
Okay.
And the alternate is Robert Hilliard. And then our county commissioner is Carrie Smith. And our alternate is Ray Eddington.
And for obvious reasons, people running for election cannot be on the canvassing board. So that's why it's the two,
correct.
District 2 and District 4.
Correct.
We're talking.
So for instance, when I was on the ballot in the primary, I could not be on the canvassing board. And so the county commissioners appointed my assistant, Michelle Petersy, who was on the canvassing board. In my position, I was only able to act as an advisor to the canvassing board since I was on the ballot.
But now that you've been reelected, you can be on the canvassing board because there's no contest
in
your candidacy. Right. Okay. Excellent. By the way, congratulations.
Yes.
I don't know if I've had a chance to tell you that, so
thank
congratulations.
You.
We're talking to Tappy Villain, Supervisor of Elections in Santa Rosa County. Tappy, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Tappy Villain. When do you expect results? It seems to me that in the primary, we got early returns, and then it was a little bit delayed getting the final results for Santa Rosa County. Are we still kind of maybe like 8 o'clock is what are we thinking, or what's your expectation?
Well, we post them as soon as precincts start reporting. So, you know, if places are busy, if they have lines, then it'll just be whenever, you know, those, you know, when someone's in line at 7, then they obviously can vote. But yeah, we'll, as soon as those precincts start reporting, those will be posted to the website. But at 7 o'clock or very shortly thereafter, we will post all of the early voting results. And then the vote by mails that have already been processed.
Right.
Obviously, because people still have until 7 o'clock to get those vote by mail ballots in. Those totals will be added to along with as Election Day precincts report.
One of my concerns that I have, I'm an Election Day voter. I don't like to vote in advance. I don't have a problem with it. I want to be able to adjust my vote if I get better information up to Election Day. I want to be able to change my vote if need be. And I have changed my vote on one thing in particular, Amendment 1. So I vote Election Day. One thing I am concerned about is with all of these amendments that are very complicated, I'm worried that there's going to be lines because people haven't done their homework ahead of time. Did you see that in early voting? Are you concerned about that for Election Day?
We saw a few lines in early voting. The few lines that we saw were at, so early voting, the law is very specific of the locations you have to use. For example, our office locations, you must use as an early voting site. So our main office here in Milton, we have a South End office we open during election time down at the South Service Center next to the zoo. These offices are small, so
yeah.
We're only able to put up about 10 voting booths in these locations. So these are primarily the places we saw lines. We did not see lines at the check-in stations. We saw them in the voting booths because when people came in, that may have been the first time they saw that ballot. And the ballot is long, and as you said, it does have 6 amendments. We also have a sales tax on our ballot as well. And so, you know, people were spending a little bit more time in the booth, whereas some of the other locations obviously could fit more voting booths. maybe, you know, people, obviously it's ideal if someone comes in with their marked sample ballot ready to go, knowing exactly, you know, how they want to vote. And some questions we had that came up and always come up is, well, what if I only want to vote for one thing or just a couple of things? Is that going to invalidate my whole ballot? Absolutely not. It counts whatever, it's your ballot, so it counts whatever you vote, as long as you vote it correctly. So if you overvote it, obviously that contest will not count.
But if you double bubble in one issue, like you put in yes and no in Amendment 3, it will only invalidate your vote on Amendment 3. It won't affect the rest of your ballot, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
So have you? I mean, I don't know. Have you added extra? Because it does seem to me. I agree that the worry about being, you know, the backup because people haven't read their ballot. Have you added extra extra booths or anything like that to kind of accommodate that problem?
We have, you know, depending on, again, we have some polling locations that are kind of like our office locations. They're tiny.
Yeah.
So we, if the room allows it, we have added additional voting booths. I tell our poll workers at training, we send out every booth we have.
Gotcha.
We added extra voting booths. We have extra check-in stations at many of our places. And we also, fortunately, have extra poll workers that will be there to help with those lines if there are any, you know, to maintain those lines throughout the day. And then also fill in for others so that they can take a break and that sort of thing.
Okay, this is a squirrely question. You know me, I always ask weird questions. If you get to the front of the line and all of the booths are taken and you've gotten your ballot, can you just go, like, sit down on the floor and fill it out? Do you have to do it at a booth and wait, or can you just fill it out and drop it in?
You can fill it out and drop it in.
Oh, look at that. See, I'm solving problems already. I like it. All right, because, you know, I just imagine somebody thinking, oh, I got to wait. Well, no, you don't have to. I figured that was the case, but
you don't.
Interesting.
And many of our locations also have tables with chairs set up.
Okay.
Some people prefer just to sit down. You're welcome to do that as well. So
very good. I love
that. Completely up to the voter.
Ballots are not individually numbered, which is why you can't connect the individual with the end result that they voted for. But you do have a total number of printed ballots, which you are expected to reconcile to make sure there were no extras printed or destroyed that you don't know about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, we do that all throughout the process, whether it's vote by mail, early voting, election day, it doesn't matter. We know how many ballots have been voted, how many ballots have not been voted. If it's an in-person voting site, such as early or election day, you know, sometimes people will spoil their ballot, meaning they make a mistake, they got to get another one. We account for all of those. If it's someone who comes in and their eligibility cannot be determined at that moment, they would be offered a provisional ballot, which would be counted later or at least reviewed later. And so those have to be accounted. But absolutely, we account for every single ballot once those ballots come from our printer. We do the same thing with our ballot stock. If we have any places, like all of our places during early voting, obviously print, because we have to have ballots available for people. If they go to whatever site, wherever they're at in the county, they have to you know, be able to have a ballot. And so, and then we have a few locations on election day that print, but we account for all of that. So regardless if it's actual ballots, ballot stock, it doesn't matter. Our precinct clerks, they fill out all of that information. At the end of election night, it comes back to us, and then our work really gets started tomorrow. We reconcile everything. And then here in Santa Rosa, we have a public meeting at 2 o'clock with our canvassing board where we sit and we go through every single precinct to ensure that what they received, how many ballots were voted, how many ballots were unvoted, all of that is reconciled.
Very good. Last question for you, Tappy Villain. In Escambia County, we have adopted the practice of blocking off the library book and DVD drop boxes because people are capable of putting their vote ballots into those drop boxes by mistake. It's enough of a problem that we do you block off the drop boxes in libraries in Santa Rosa County?
We have not historically done that. I've not heard that that has been an issue in all of my time here.
Okay.
Now, I will say we have some early voting sites that obviously are like, they're, you know, community centers.
Yeah.
Or we use our best example would probably be the county auditorium here in Milton. And they do have a drop box for keys. And so we do put a note on that. We don't block it off because people still have to drop off their keys for, you know, various buildings that they've rented. But we do put a note on that saying, please do not deposit your ballot in here.
Well, here we don't have a note. We have a, you cannot drop off your DVD or your book. So, you know, a little bit different take on things here in Escambia County. Hey, Tappy, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for keeping our elections clean and efficient. And we'll look forward to the returns tonight. And as always, I really appreciate the time, especially as you're getting real close to, voting here in about 6 minutes. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew, and have a great day.
You too. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Join Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. They'll be here to talk about their 35th birthday fundraising initiative, as well as the Holly Jolly Mall Walk coming up on December the 14th. There's also a need for bigs, as there are over 200 littles on their waiting list. Remember, it just takes a little to be a big. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate District 1.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Huh. All right, finally aged.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Even if it feels that way, it's not. And even if it feels that way tomorrow, it's not. Country's going to be okay. Might be better or worse, but the country's going to be okay. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but I'm starting to see some delays if you're headed on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola, right there where it splits off with Davis and Scenic, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a missile test will be conducted in California at the Vandenberg Space Force Base either late tonight or tomorrow morning. They're doing a routine test launch of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile. That should happen sometime overnight. How are you guys holding up after the time change?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, but no problem.
Both okay. Well, medical experts say
John said hating it, but go on.
Medical experts say the switch back to standard time can cause some issues for a lot of people. They call it seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Don Buckland with WorkCare says the clock changes disrupt sleep, metabolism, and stress levels. But he says on the upside, you do see fewer heart attacks and strokes after moving the clocks back.
There you go. All right, David. Quick future news, John. Do we have a presidential elected tonight?
Oh, no.
I think yes.
You think so?
I think
it's not going to drag out for like 2 weeks.
I got this feeling that it's going to be a yes and it's going to be decisive. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Okay.
But I think we might know that. I'm the only one in the universe who thinks this, by the way.
I hope so.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.